The head of the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq says there has been an increase in organized resistance by elements of the former Ba'athist regime. Paul Bremer spoke in a televised briefing for members of Congress. Mr. Bremer says the security situation in Baghdad has improved dramatically in the last 3 to 4 weeks, although U.S. forces still face random criminal activity. He says about 8,000 Iraqi police are now assisting U.S. troops, who he says are conducting as many as 1,100 patrols every 24 hours. But in other areas north and west of the city, he says there have been more serious attacks by Ba'athists and possibly former Fedayeen Saddam or Republican Guard. So far, he says, there is no evidence of any central command and control, and the attacks have involved small groups. Members of the House Armed Services Committee, several of whom visited Baghdad several weeks ago, asked Mr. Bremer about the status of the U.S. military deployment in Iraq and likely needs in coming months. Congressman Ike Skelton, the ranking Democrat on the committee, pressed for details of long-term planning for the military occupation.
Not a day goes by when one of our soldiers isn't killed, and we need a plan for securing Iraq in part to protect our troops, but also to bring stability to the Iraqi people who are there. Providing security is a long-term commitment. We know that, and we need a plan for how many U.S. troops will be needed, how many months, how many years to come.
Mr. Bremer says some areas of the country are still, in his words, a war zone. He repeatedly declined to predict how many troops will be needed or for how long, saying only that this will be determined by the Defense Department and conditions on the ground. He says the size and duration of the coalition military occupation is based on the need to maintain substantial combat capability until, in his words, we are satisfied we have imposed our will against our enemies. He added, "We are not there yet." Mr. Bremer says his current immediate priority is to address the problem of Iraq's economy, which, in his words, was flat on its back before the war and is in even worse shape now. He said unemployment, probably more than 50% before the war, is now higher because many state enterprises have been closed. My top priority, he says, is to create jobs. Mr. Bremer says bids have been accepted for purchases of the first Iraqi oil production since United Nations sanctions ended. An announcement should come within days, and revenues will contribute to reconstruction. On political transition, Mr. Bremer says the goal has not changed, namely an Iraq governed by a democratic process with a government selected by elections based on a new constitution with input from all segments of Iraqi society. Mr. Bremer's televised testimony was interrupted at one point by poor audio connections with Baghdad. Lawrence DeRita, Special Assistant to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, filled in the gaps.
It's going to take time. I don't think, on the one hand, we certainly don't want to impose a final outcome, but we are going to have to impose some discipline in a process that can lead to the final outcome.
Mr. Bremer says some Iraqis who have formed political parties have expressed concern about the direction of political consultations. Those who decide not to participate in the process, he says, would be missing an opportunity to influence how the next crucial months go. Dan Robinson, VOA News on Capitol Hill.